11 minutes past 9 o'clock, time to say hello to Gavin Gray, who joins us on the line from London. Hello, Gavin.
Hi there, Africa.
We start with the news that pressure is growing on the Prime Minister's chief aide to resign as it's revealed that he broke the lockdown rules not once, but twice to visit relatives.
Yes, so it's being reported. In fact, some of the Sunday newspapers have him breaking it allegedly for a third time as well. So his name is Dominic Cummings. He's a very, very divisive character. Many people think he's forcing and forging this government the right way. Others say he's taking it the wrong way, and the Prime Minister is simply his poodle. Even though he's not elected, they say Dominic Cummings is calling the shots. So this is controversial because he is the Prime Minister's chief aide, and he basically said that he's done the right thing by travelling 260 miles, so roughly 370 miles with his family to be near relatives. Now, why did he do that? Well, he said his wife developed the symptoms of having COVID-19, and he has a child. And so consequently, he wanted to make sure that if he came down with it as well, his child could be looked after. And so he drove north to Durham from London, which is a long, long journey, in order to make sure that he could get the child to the in-laws, his in-laws, as it were. So both the main political opposition party saying, well, actually, you might have had good intent, but you clearly flouted your own government's advice. And some are calling for him to be sacked. Others saying we need an urgent inquiry. And indeed, one television presenter who has not seen his children, his parents, rather, for 12 weeks, is saying to the Prime Minister on television, offering him an ultimatum, saying you either sack your chief advisor or I am going to break lockdown and visit my own parents. What about it?
Quite a bit to follow up on in that story, no doubt. We saw yet another flight leaving Cape Town International Airport yesterday with British nationals who are returning home. They will be fined £1,000 if they fail to self-isolate for 14 days upon arrival.
Yes, all international travellers now, Africa, are going to face this, with the exception, incidentally, of those coming from the Republic of Ireland. Of course, we share a land border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. But all other international travellers must give, on arrival, an address where they're staying. If they can't provide one, they're going to be put up by the government but have to pay for it. And they will then be told to self-isolate, in other words, not to go out, keep their distance, etc., for a fortnight. It's all aimed at guarding against a second wave of coronavirus infections, with the number of fatalities day by day coming down now quite significantly. Already, airlines say that these quarantine measures could make an already critical situation even worse, air travel plummeting as much as 99% due to the pandemic. Some airline bosses describing the measures as idiotic and unimplementable. Not so, say the government, who say that we will also be carrying out spot checks, and people who aren't at the address that they said they were going to stay at will receive this fine of roughly 19,000 South African rand. Now, the big issue here they've got, and the reason so many people are saying this is ludicrous, is the vast majority of passengers who fly in then get on public transport to go to London, where they would then self-isolate. And so some are saying, you know, you're encouraging to self-isolate, but by that time they'll probably already have come into contact with quite a lot of people, and so consequently it's all just too late. But the government says no, that's going to happen, and what's more, it is only the Republic of Ireland that they're allowing visitors in that this won't have to happen. Earlier hopes that there might be air bridges, as they're being described, with countries like France or other countries with low or similar death tolls from the pandemic, well, those have been scuppered. And actually, France appears to have been upset because, having originally said there would be this exemption for the Republic of Ireland and France, the UK then said, no, actually, the French will have to also go under 14 days of self-isolation. And immediately the French announced the same of Britain's going to France.
Very disturbing story coming out of Italy, where apparently coordinators and healthcare officials involved with the fight against coronavirus in Sicily have been arrested following suspicions of them taking bribes from equipment and service contracts.
Yes, the mayor of Palermo in Sicily says it's an extremely serious corruption system. And it basically, he thinks, involved the creaming off of 5% commissions on public contracts. So it is a very large sum of money. It's alleged the bribes promised a total of at least 1.8 million euros, and the contracts go back as far as 2016. So in other words, this happened pre-pandemic, but also includes how one of Europe's hardest hit countries is actually trying to tackle that particular pandemic. So Italy's health services have been put under severe strain in terms of staff, but also equipment and finances. And so the idea that there would be people allegedly creaming off the top is obviously very, very bad news. The Palermo magistrate also ordered the seizures of 7 companies based in Sicily and Lombardy and of some tens of thousands of euros already paid in bribes. But all this part of the police investigation, and indeed we wait to find out what happens following those arrests.
UK scientists are set to begin testing a treatment that is hoped could counter the effects of COVID-19, most importantly, in the most seriously ill patients.
Yes, in the most seriously ill patients, Africa, they've discovered that the body seems to be very low of an immune cell called a T cell. Now, T cells clear our bodies of infections. And they found that people suffering from a pandemic in the most serious form are very, very low on T cells. Indeed, if you look at a drop of blood, normal healthy adults have up to 4,000 T cells, also called, incidentally, T lymphocytes. Some people may know them better as. However, in COVID patients, some of the most seriously ill had just a couple of hundred per drop of blood. So 4,000 down to just a couple of hundred. And the researchers say these findings do pave the way for them to develop a fingerprint test to check the levels of T cells in the blood. And then that might give early indications of who might go on to develop the more severe strain of the disease. Now, there is, I'm pleased to say, a drug called interleukin-7, and that actually boosts T cell numbers. So what this UK scientist project is looking at is whether to give interleukin-7 to those of the most seriously ill. It's already started testing them in a small group of patients and proved to safely increase the production of T cells. So it's something now that they want to put on a wider footing for a bigger trial.
Cambridge University, the first university to announce that it will cancel face-to-face lectures in the next academic year.
Yes, I wouldn't want to be paying about 180,000 South African rand for my tuition fees, Africa, in the year, if I was going to be told, actually, do you know what, they're all online. I mean, I think universities here and around the world are going to be really struggling coming into terms with keeping a business model going as it is. Here, of course, universities charge £9,000 per student per year. With somewhere like University of Cambridge, that's probably jolly good value, although, of course, you've got to pay for accommodation and so forth afterwards. But now it is, we think, the first international university around the world to say, right, all of next academic year, starting in September and finishing in June, July the following year, we'll have no face-to-face lectures. The students will be available to see lectures online, and they are keeping open the possibility of potentially hosting small tuition groups in person, but these would only be small handfuls of groups, only if they can meet social distancing requirements. So Cambridge says it'll review the decision if advice on social distancing changes, but it comes at a time, of course, when our schools here in the UK are due to open up a week tomorrow. So a week tomorrow, and many are saying we're just not in the right place to do that, because unlike some schools or some countries, our classrooms are packed often with 30 or more students, and they simply won't be able to self-isolate in that area.
We're going through exactly the same debate right here in South Africa. Let's finish off with the news that Captain Tom Moore is to be knighted for his fundraising efforts.
Yes, and we've spoken about him before, so listeners who have heard about him already, forgive me. But in brief, the war veteran wanted to raise money for the National Health Service by walking 100 laps of his garden before his 100th birthday. Each lap, incidentally, is 25 meters, and at 100 years old, he uses a walking frame. He originally set out to raise that £1,000, roughly 20,000 South African rand. Instead, he's raised £33 million, a staggering sum of money, 600 million South African rand. by completing these 100 laps. And Boris Johnson said the centenarian had provided the country with a beacon of light through the fog of coronavirus. And indeed, he has really given people some mojo back, because people think, well, if he can do it, you know, why can't I? And I have to say, he is so, so modest. And he is fully deserving, I think, of this knighthood. Indeed, it's been announced. And it's also likely we're hearing that the Queen herself would very much like to knight him. Now, that's interesting, because at the moment, Her Majesty is in lockdown as well at Windsor Castle and is hardly seeing anyone. So either way, whoever does the actual ceremony, the service, the putting of the sword down on each shoulder gently, whoever knights Sir Tom Moore will, Captain Tom Moore, and he becomes Sir Tom Moore, whoever does that will, I think, in a sense, also have a truly great honour.
No doubt. Gavin, thank you very much. Please stay safe. We chat again next week, Sunday.